What an audacious request on the part of Philip. What an amazing thing to ask for. Show us the Father. Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Just show us God. Just show us the Creator. Come on, Jesus. Just show us God and we'll be satisfied. Oh, really? Moses on Mount Sinai couldn't look at God other than God's back, as it says in the scriptures, whatever that means. Just show us the Father. In the Hebrew understanding, you come face to face with God. If you have any impurity in you, if you have any sin in you, if you have any imperfection in you, and you come face to face with God, guess what happens to you? You get evaporated. Kind of like an atomic bomb going off right next to your nose. That's audacious, friends, that Philip would say, show us the Father. Jesus' response is equally audacious. Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Now I want to translate that. Whoever has seen me has seen Yahweh. Whoever has seen me has seen Adonai Elohim, the creator of the universe. Whoever has seen me has seen God. Now I want to ask you. If I were to come out here and say, if you've seen me, you've seen God, what would you do? What would you do, Margaret? I'm going to pick on you again today. Wanda's sitting next to you, but I want to ask you. If I were to come and I were to say to you, if you look at me, you see Yahweh, what would your answer be?
Really?
The look on her face was absolute shock. Really? Wouldn't you be calling up the guys with the white jacket and the truck to come pick me up and take me out to Terrell? Isn't that what you'd do? Absolute nuts and crazy, you'd say. Time to take him off to the loony bin. Right? Yeah, right. Okay, thank you. She didn't want to say it. Now, in truth, that's what Jesus is saying. You have seen me, Philip. You have seen God. You have seen me. You have seen the character of the Creator. You have seen the love of God. You have experienced the will of God. You've been with me for years. You've heard me teach. You've seen me heal. You've seen me feed. You've seen me give of myself. You have seen the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen God. That's still a wow. That's still an audacious claim. That's still an amazing thing to hear him say. But he's not done. He's not done. He goes on to say, do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? For the Jewish people, the Father was kept safely hidden away in the Holy of Holies, in the temple there in Jerusalem, behind the veil, where that majesty and glory and power wouldn't wipe you out. Kept safely away. Not close, not too close, just far enough away to say, be safe. And Jesus is saying, the Father is in me. Now, to us here in the 21st century, we're used to talking about seeing God in our neighbors and seeing Christ in our neighbors and experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit in our fellow believers and experiencing the presence of God in the other children of God that we meet daily. To us, we use that almost as a platitude. To the Jews, this was an amazing, audacious, indeed blasphemous statement. The idea that the Father, that God, the creator of the universe, would be in a human being was beyond comprehension. It was truly blasphemous. A powerful statement indeed.
No wonder they wanted to put him to death. Let's keep going. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves.
Because of what you've seen me do. Believe because of that. Every year I preach several sermons on various topics and subjects as the lectionary allows. And one of those topics and subjects that I preach on is the nature of faith. And most importantly, the nature of faith as an action. And over the last 3 years, I have used a chair to help in the illustration. I've never had a platform to use in conjunction with it. Let's see, how much faith do I have? Wow. Now, by the way, that's faith in Winnie and Tom and whoever else built this. Thank you, by the way. That chair looks like it's going to hold my weight. It looks solid. It looks comfortable. My mind knows that chair will support me. My mind knows it. My experience knows that chairs just like it, and maybe even that one at some point, has held my weight. But instead of sitting in that chair, I think I'm going to go over here and sit in Pete's lap. What do you think about that? Is that faith, Pete?
Call the truck now.
Is that faith in the chair? Anyone? Is that faith? No. It may be faith in Pete's lap, but it's not faith in the chair. Faith in the chair is taking the belief that it'll hold me, going up to it, and actually sitting in the chair. Now that's faith in the chair. And I will preach on faith and talk about it as an action, not just a belief, not a substance, but an action, an active verb. Here, Jesus says not only is it an active verb, its focus is on Him. Believe here is the Greek word pistuo. And it is found in the imperative active form. Now, what's an imperative? It's a command. It's not, it would be a good idea if you, or you might want to think about, or I suggest that you believe and actively believe in me. No, it's a command. Wanda, you will, must believe. And not just intellectually believe, but then do. Not only believe, but act on your belief. Not only affirm, but then live your life as if it's true. And it's a command in the imperative form here. The active imperative, meaning do it now. Jesus is focusing faith here on Himself. Believe me. Me is in the dative. Now, we don't have dative in English anymore. We do have a couple of dative fossils, like methinks. That's a dative fossil. But dative fell out of use in English around the time of the Norman invasion 1,000 years ago. We often think about it now as the indirect object. Jesus is saying, exercise your belief. Faith me. We often have to supply a preposition there. In me, to me, for me. Have faith in me is a possible translation. Believe me, trust me, accept that what I am telling you is true. Accept that what I am telling you, you can depend upon. And don't just sit there and say, all right, I believe. Then do something about it. Act on it. Be active in your faith. Don't be passive. Actually do it. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. If what Jesus says is true, then we can trust that God was in Christ. God was in Jesus. God is in Jesus. And what he tells us to do and how he tells us to live becomes of paramount importance. Remember the 10 years ago, those bracelets that said, "What would Jesus do?" That comes right from here, friends. What would Jesus do is a critical question. The idea speaks to us about the calling we have to live a life typified by the grace of God, the grace of God that we know in and through Jesus, to actually take our belief in Jesus and put it into action by treating others as Jesus would treat them, accepting and loving and teaching and guiding. Yes, sometimes even disciplining. Yes, sometimes calling to repentance. Yes, calling us to live, all of us to live, as Jesus would live. Look at the very end. If, verse 14, if in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Well, right here you get the people who start laughing and say, okay, I want $1 million in the name of Jesus. Any takers? Is that what this means? No. If you are truly living your life in accordance with God's will, if you are truly living your life in faith, if you are living your belief, if you are exercising your belief that God was in Christ, if you are exercising your belief that God is still in Christ, if you are exercising and living your life according to the way that God calls us to live in accordance with the will of God, then when you act and when you speak and when you pray in Jesus' name, expect that God will act. God will respond. I want $1 million in Jesus' name, amen. Sorry, that doesn't cut the mustard. I might like to have it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to get it because it may not be in God's will. I wish it were. But it may not be in God's will. We have to watch what we say. Boy, do we ever have to watch what we say. I wish to God I had never joined Facebook. I joined Facebook, got my name out there on all the links to all my high school friends, and suddenly my high school friends started discovering me online, and they started joining my website and signing up for updates and signing up and coming to my website and listening to sermons and joining my sermon podcast on iTunes, and I got an email last week. Y'all remember Tammy? Tammy, who in Mother May I would never give me permission to move forward. I would say, Mother May I, and she'd say, no. I got an email from Tammy. She says, I was driving down the road listening to your sermon on iTunes, on my iPod, with my kids in the back seat, and you told this story on me. And I shot her back a response, well, was it true? And her reply was, yes. But be nice with your stories. Be nice. Finish the story. Yes, we dated. We had good times dating. Senior prom. We had a lot of fun. Tammy ended up being a very good friend. Even though she said no and Mother May I, she ended up being a very good friend during my last years in high school. It's amazing how what you say goes a long way. You have to be careful about what you say, what you do. And especially when you're speaking for God in the church, you have to be very careful about what you say and what you do. We, as the people of God, have to be clear that what we say and what we do is in accord with the will of Christ to the best of our ability to discern it. We are called to act in faith, to place our belief into action, to live as if it is true and thus make it true for us. We are called to place our faith into motion, to get up off these chairs and to move in faith as the people of God and respond to the needs, the hurts, the pains, the fears, the concerns of those around us, to reach out as the hands and the feet of Christ and share the love of God with all. We are called to act and to move and to pray in the will of God, knowing that when we act in the will of God and when we speak the good news, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. When we speak those words, we know they are true. And we know God will grant that request. Let us act in faith as the people of God this Pentecost Sunday and every Sunday. Let us act in faith in accord with the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives and express the love of God for all. That's our calling as members of the body of Christ. Let's do it. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2010 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.